Hi, this is Dr. Greg Stone from the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York City, New York, United States. And I've recently presented the results from the Ultimate DAPT trial at the American College of Cardiology 2024 annual scientific sessions and published these results simultaneously in The Lancet. So I'd like to tell you about this study. So as you know, most patients with acute coronary syndromes, that is either unstable angina, non-ST segment elevation MI, or ST segment elevation MI, are treated with percutaneous coronary intervention. And we manage these patients with a combination of aspirin and a P2Y12 inhibitor as an antiplatelet agent coverage, the latter being either clopidogrel or the more potent agents, ticagrelor or prasugrel. And we have to treat the patients not only to get them through the PCI procedure, but usually for an obligate duration of 1 year to prevent recurrent myocardial infarction or stent thrombosis, either arising from the treated lesions or from other lesions in the coronary tree. At least that's what's recommended currently from both the United States and European guidelines. 1 year of dual antiplatelet therapy, preferably with aspirin and a potent P2Y12 inhibitor, either ticagrelor or prasugrel. However, the combination of these agents we know causes bleeding. And bleeding can be strongly related to mortality, just the way myocardial infarction and stent thrombosis is. And so choosing which drugs to use and the optimal duration of these drugs is a matter of balancing the risks of ischemia versus the risks of bleeding. Now, in the last 5 to 10 years, there's been increasing understanding that as our drug-eluting stents have gotten more and more safe, that it appears the aspirin may principally be responsible for bleeding without providing much benefit, because the mechanisms that incite myocardial infarction or stent thrombosis seem more related to the P2Y12 inhibitor on the platelet, the P2Y12 receptor on the platelet that might be inhibited by the P2Y12 inhibitor and not the aspirin. So the theory has been advanced that by discontinuing aspirin shorter than 1 year after PCI in acute coronary syndromes, that we might be able to reduce bleeding without having to pay a penalty of increased myocardial infarction or stent thrombosis. And there have been a number of randomized trials that have investigated this, first trying to reduce the duration of dual antiplatelet therapy down to 6 months, then down to 3 months, and then down to 1 month. And we have really good placebo-controlled randomized trials showing that it is safe to do this at 3 months after PCI in ACS, but we don't have any such trials looking at 1 month duration. And a lot of the bleeding occurs between 1 month and 3 month. So that's what the Ultimate DAPT trial was about. So we designed a trial in which 3,400 patients with an acute coronary syndrome treated with contemporary drug-eluting stents were maintained on aspirin and ticagrelor for 1 month. And if those patients did well at 1 month without bleeding events, ischemic events, or side effects from either of the agents, they were then randomized to either continue the ticagrelor in all patients, and then either receive an aspirin study drug or a matching aspirin placebo. Looks like the aspirin, but it doesn't have any aspirin activity. And those patients were then followed for a total of 1 year after the PCI, or from 1 month, the time of the randomization, to 12 months, an 11-month period. And our hypothesis was that by dropping the aspirin at 1 month on continuing the ticagrelor alone, we would be able to reduce all bleeding and major bleeding, and we would be able to do that safely without a significant increase in ischemic major adverse cardiovascular or cerebrovascular events. So the 3,400 patients were randomized 1-to-1, and we followed them between 1 and 12 months. And what we found was indeed there was a substantial reduction, about 55%, in all bleeding by dropping the aspirin. That was not a surprise, but because we've seen that in other studies, but it was very nice to see that again. And there was about a 60% or more reduction in major or life-threatening bleeding, as adjudicated using several different types of bleeding scales. So then the real question was, well, was it safe to do this? Was there a price to pay? and the incidence of major adverse cardiovascular or cerebrovascular events, that's cardiac death, myocardial infarction, stroke, or ischemia-driven repeat revascularization, in the patients who were on ticagrelor plus aspirin was 3.7% between 1 and 12 months, and the patients who were on ticagrelor alone was 3.6% between 1 and 12 months. So almost an identical rate. In fact, if anything, 0.1% better after dropping the aspirin. Obviously, no significant difference. So from this trial, we were able to safely conclude that in patients who have an acute coronary syndrome, including the worst kinds, myocardial infarctions, either ST segment elevation or non-ST segment elevation MI, and who have a successful PCI with contemporary drug-eluting stents, and then go 1 month and do very well on that 1 month on dual antiplatelet therapy, that at that time, dropping the aspirin and continuing the patient on a potent P2Y12 inhibitor with the greatest evidence to date being ticagrelor will substantially reduce bleeding, including major and life-threatening bleeding, and without a significant price to pay, that is with an identical rate of protection from myocardial infarction, stent thrombosis, and cardiac death. So these data can substantially improve outcomes for our patients and should affect the guidelines in the next several years when the guidelines are finally rewritten.